you might say about him. Well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it
he took sick.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say if you're going somewhere and you're not in a big hurry to get there, you might say, oh, we'll get there.
Plenty of time.
Plenty of time. You ever heard people say, we'll get there by and by?
By and by.
Yeah.
By and by after a while.
Well, what about if a person has gotten overheated and chilled at the same time and his eyes start watering and his nose starts running and you say he's caught a bad
cold?
And if it affects his voice, you know, you say he's just a little bit
hoarse, or got a line of jazz or something.
Mm-hmm. Or if he has to, you say he's got a little
cold.
Mm-hmm. Or I might say, well, I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
Mm-hmm. And I say, after I go to sleep in the morning around 6 o'clock, I'll
wake.
Or talking about somebody else who's still in bed, you might say, well, now he's still sleeping, you better go
call him.
Better go call him and
shake him with him.
And what about if, a little child has some medicine and he's supposed to use it, but when you go in to see him, the medicine's still there on the table, you might ask him, well, now why didn't you?
Wasn't he taken?
And he might say, well, I already
took them.
Or say somebody who can't hear very well, you'd say they just about stone
deaf.
Or if it's a real hot day outside and you begin to work around in the yard, it's not long before you begin to
sweat. Sweat. You say perspire with sweat.
Or, you know, some people get these places on their arms or on their skin somewhere, a little white spot right in the middle and red around it. You have to mash them sometimes, you know. What do you call those things?
Ringworm, ring.
Or, you ever heard people call them, they might not necessarily be caused by ringworms. Just be, they're real sore, you know.
Chiggers?
No.
I've answered chiggers.
I don't think these are caused by any kind of insect or anything like that. You ever heard them called boils, or?
Oh, yes, they are. I think they're boils. Mm-hmm.
And when you mash them, that white stuff that comes out, what is that called?
Pus. We call it pus. Mm-hmm.
Or, say if you got if a bee stung you on your hand, if your hand gets bigger, you say it's all
swollen. Mm-hmm.
In other words, your hand begins to, as it gets bigger, you say it begins to
swell.
Mm-hmm. You know, some people, if they're not used to doing work with their hands, mm-hmm. Say if they were chopping wood with an axe, mm-hmm. they get these places.
Palms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or blisters or something like mm-hmm. that.
Palms, I got them now. I'm chopping cotton. Palms.
Mm-hmm. What, talking about blisters, you know that liquid inside a blister? What do you call that?
That's called the water.
Oh, water. Mm-hmm. Or what about if, say, somebody got accidentally shot or stabbed in the leg, you'd say you need to take him to the doctor so that the doctor could treat the
wound.
And if say the wound didn't heal cleanly, if it got infected and